Hello, family. Happy New Week. I trust you've had a great Sunday, and I know that by His grace, we're about to have an amazing week. Blessings to you, your family, your loved ones, and welcome to another episode of the DART Prayer Podcast. As you already know by now, my name is Deborah Ayadele, and I am your host. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, so I had something entirely different on my mind to record this week, praying for our children. But most of us have probably heard that there was an attack on Israel yesterday. So basically, they just woke up to thousands of rockets being launched into Israel by Hamas. There have been a lot of invasions. 20 plus communities have been invaded into. They've broken into homes of civilians and killed quite a number of people, abducted quite a number of people, civilians and soldiers. There are many casualties now, there are many dead. And so today we are definitely going to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible says we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And as I was just watching to be more informed about some of the things going on there. And as someone rightly stated, if you're a Christian, Jerusalem is your spiritual home. I mean, for the Bible to say, it's so amazing how God can predict everything. I mean, like, He already knew, even thousands actually of years ago, before the Bible, when the Bible was written, before all these things we see, He already knew that that little strip of land, that small, so just a handful of people there, will be threatened, their existence will be threatened, and they will just be attacked by almost all the cities surrounding them, you know. So God told us in advance to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And yeah, just a minute. From Psalm 122 verse 6, it said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they that prosper. Interesting. They shall prosper. Okay. They shall prosper that love thee. Right? It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. So it almost feels like, to an extent, our prosperity, our security, right, is also attached to our love and our prayers of peace for Jerusalem. The message says, pray for Jerusalem's peace. Prosperity to all you Jerusalem lovers. Friendly insiders, get along. You can trust the message version to keep going, right? Hostile outsiders, keep your distance. Like, we can totally pray this, right? For the sake of my family and friends, I say it again, live in peace. For the sake of the house of our God, God, I'll do my very best for you. Long story short, praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And I'm going to find one more translation. Fast becoming my favorite, the Passion Translation, right? And let's just see what it says about that scripture. Holy Spirit, it says, pray and seek for Jerusalem's peace, for all who love her will prosper. So another bone of contention here, I know, is that, is the fact that, you know, when there's war, there's people affected on both sides. And of course, some people will say, okay, well, you're praying for Israelis and you're not praying for Palestinians. I say we pray for people, everyone that's hurting, broken, wounded, but also we pray for justice, we pray for righteousness, and we pray for Jerusalem, because the Bible explicitly states that we do that. So yes, we'll just go ahead and just pray. Lord, we thank you for your mandate, Father. We thank you for the mandate. We thank you for who you are and just for seeing, Father. We thank you for the wisdom that you have given us to know what to do in times and seasons like this. We thank you that nothing catches you by surprise, that you already have gone ahead of this situation, Father. But as you have commanded, we just come together and we pray for Jerusalem. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that there will be peace within her borders, Father. We pray, God, that these rockets that are launching, Father, will cease. They will cease to even fire. We pray that their guns will misfire. We pray that their tactics will fail. Lord, we pray for peace, not only in Israel, but even for Palestinians, Father. We pray for a change of heart. We pray, Lord, that there will be true justice and true reconciliation in this region, Father. We pray, God, for families that have been affected, for children that have been affected, for those who have been kidnapped, for those that are missing and looking for their loved ones, Father. We just pray your peace over this nation. We pray your peace over your people, Father. We pray for angelic interventions, Father. We pray for divine interceptors, Father, to intercept all the rockets and to all the things that are being fired at them. Father, we just pray for divine interception, Father. We pray, God, that you will release a host of angels to fight on their behalf, Father. A host of angels, Father, to bring swift justice to this situation, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that in those communities where the Hamas have taken over, Father, we pray for the strategy, for the leaders, of the Israeli people to have strategy, to be able to protect their people in all of those communities, Father. We pray for wisdom, God, that you will give them the wisdom that they need, that you will give them the strategies that they need to be able to defend their people, to be able to protect people, God. We pray that the loss of lives will reduce, God, that there will be no more senseless killings and bombings, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you protect the homes of your people, that you protect civilians, Father, that you even protect the soldiers, God. We pray for peace within the walls of Jerusalem. We pray for peace for your people, God. We pray for peace, God. We pray that their medical response will be effective, Father, even for those casualties, Father. We pray that you comfort the people that have lost a loved one, Father. We pray for your protection over all the children, over all the families, oh God, in that place, God. We pray for your protection. Father, we pray that there will be a swift hand, oh God. A swift end to this crisis, to this war, and that your justice will reign, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for just your protection, your all-round protection over your people, in the name of Jesus. Yay, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We pray that Jerusalem, for Jerusalem, there will be peace for those who dwell inside its walls and prosperity in its every palace. Father, we intercede for the sake of our family and friends who dwell there, that they may live in peace, Father, that they will dwell in peace in the name of Jesus, for the sake of your house, Yahweh, our God. We seek the peace of Jerusalem. We seek the welfare of Jerusalem. We seek the prosperity of Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, for those that have been injured and wounded, Father, whatever resources they need, Father, we pray that you will multiply grace upon grace. You will multiply the hands and feet, oh God, to respond to this crisis. Father, you will give them the wisdom and the strategy to put an end to this invasion, and that you give them the wisdom and strategy to be able to protect, the people. The people that have been exposed, Father, we thank you for your swift justice. We thank you for righteousness. We thank you for angelic activities and divine interception, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for protecting the children, their families. We thank you, Father, for just the perfect strategy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. I also want to pray from Psalm 46. It says, God, you're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You're a proven help in time of trouble, more than enough and always available whenever we need you. So we will never fear, even if every structure of support were to crumble away. We will not fear even when the earth quakes and shakes, moving mountains and casting them into the sea. For the raging roar of stormy winds and crushing waves cannot erode our faith in you. God has a constantly flowing river whose sparkling streams bring joy and delight to his people. His river flows right through the city of God Most High into his holy dwelling places. God is in the midst of his city, which is referred to as Jerusalem, but definitely also the church today. Secure and never shaken, at daybreak his help will be seen with the appearing of the dawn. When the nations are in uproar with the appearing of the dawn, when the nations are in uproar with their tottering kingdoms, God simply raises his voice and the earth begins to disintegrate before him. Here he comes, the commander, the mighty Lord of angel armies is on our side. The God of Jacob fights for us. Everyone look, come and see the breathtaking wonders of our God, for he brings both ruin and revival. Here's the one who makes conflicts end throughout the earth, breaking and burning every weapon of war. Lord, we thank you. Say, surrender your anxiety. Be still and realize that I am God. I am God above all the nations and I am exalted throughout the whole earth. Come on, here he stands, the commander. The mighty Lord of angel armies is on our side. The God of Jacob fights for us. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance of your word. For your people today, we thank you that you are a safe and powerful place to find refuge. We thank you that you are a proven help in time of trouble, that you are more than enough for these people, and you are available even right now when we need you. So we speak for your people, we speak for Jerusalem, that they will not fear, that they will not fear in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that even in this season, their faith and trust in you will wax stronger, that their faith and trust in you will not be eroded. Lord, we thank you that even now you have a constant flowing river with sparkling streams in your nation, in Jerusalem, and you will bring joy and delight to your people even in this situation. We thank you that this river flows right through the city into your holy dwelling place. Lord, we thank you into each of their homes, into each of the believers, into us and through us. We thank you that you are in the midst of the city of Jerusalem, of Israel, Father, that it is secure and never shaken, and at daybreak your help will be seen with the appearing of the dawn. Father, we thank you that you raise your voice and the earth begins to disintegrate before you. So we thank you that you are the commander-in-chief, God, of the angel armies. We thank you that you are on our side and you fight for us. We thank you that we will look and see the breathtaking wonders of our God. We thank you that in the midst of this ruin, you bring revival. You bring new hope. You bring new life, God. In the name of Jesus, in the midst of this ruin, you awaken the hearts that have slumbered. You awaken dreams and destinies, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one who makes conflicts end throughout the earth, and you break and burn every weapon of war. We thank you, Jesus, that we do not need to be afraid. We can be still and know that you are God, God above all the nations, exalted throughout the whole earth. We behold you, we bless you, we love you, we honor you, the commander in chief of the heaven's armies. We thank you that you are on our side. You are on our side, and we thank you that you fight for us. You fight for Jerusalem. You fight for Israel, Father. You fight for your people. We have confidence and we have assurance. And we thank you for the honor and the privilege to be able to partner with you, Father, in praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, we just pray for Palestinians as well. We pray for peace in their hearts, God, for peace in their borders, Father. We pray for their women, for their children, for their families. We pray for hope and healing, Father. We pray for more dreams and visions of the man in white. We pray that you will redeem this people, Father, your people, your creation, and that you will bless them as well, Father. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Father. You are so worthy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We prayed at church today and we were admonished not to stop. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And the people that do that will prosper. Who doesn't like to prosper? But even much more than that, that's our spiritual home. So let's not say, okay, it's not happening in my home, it's not my business. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for our spiritual heritage. And the Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you for joining me. If this is your first time, or if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you just need a refresher, I invite you today to come into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. He is everything and more. And as you hear, it doesn't, having Jesus, it doesn't mean we're immune from craziness that happens because we are in the world. However, when we're in the fire, the Bible says he is with us in the fire. But when the water, it will not drown us. So that's everything to me. I just want to invite you to accept Jesus. Ask him into your heart to believe that he is Lord and he died for your sins. To confess every one of your sins and just declare Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that's all you have to do. So just do that and say, Lord Jesus, I ask that you forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you died on the cross and you perfected it all for me. I accept your gift. I confess all my sins and I declare that you are Lord. Help me to live every day of my life for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen. Welcome to the family. God bless you. It has been a privilege and an honor. You're going to have an amazing week because God is with you. All my love and blessings. Goodbye.